Today on Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You, we have a tip about screen time. Ned, what is that tip?
Mine is check it out. I have been utilizing screen time and an app to kind of block my phone to get better about my screen time, and I've done a really good job reducing my screen time. But something I realized about it when I was reviewing it one day is because I'm a Mac user and screen time syncs between my iPhone and my Mac, I can actually get a sense of how much time I'm spending on projects. For instance, Arielle and I edit in Descript, and I looked at how many hours in a 7-day period am I averaging in Descript to have a sense of how long does it take me to edit this episode. This was a game changer for me, and there are apps that can hook into screen time to help you, like, understand more, especially if you use a personal slash work computer. It can give you a sense of how much you're using it for work, how much you're using it for personal, etc. But not just, you know, try to affect your screen time, but try to have a sense of what is positive screen time, what is negative screen time, and where your time is going on various projects or whatever you might be doing on a computer or phone, and use that data to help you plan your life. I actually realized I was faster at editing this show than I thought, and I didn't need to hold as much time on my to-do list as I thought to get the show edited. Over the course of the last month, I was about 20% faster than the time I was holding. And you know what I was doing with that extra time? I was scrolling on my phone. And by just changing the block, I now can put my next block right after it, and I'm a little bit more efficient with my screen time. So check the screen time section on your phone. I assume there's an equivalent for Android, Windows, etc., but this is specifically a Mac tip.
Yeah, so just be aware. And I think once you're aware of it, you can make changes or keep things as is, but ultimately you do have that knowledge and can go forth from there. Yeah. Thank you for tuning into Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. We're back tomorrow with another one.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.